Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
Provo's getting a new water treatment plant that over time is expected to help clear the waters of Utah Lake.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live to explain. Adam?
Amanda, the new treatment plant is replacing the current system that was built in the 1950s. The new plant, which can process up to 21 million gallons of water per day, will remove much of the nutrients that feed toxic algal blooms in Utah Lake. It's expected to cut those nutrients that feed those algal blooms by about 80%. Now, the plant won't likely be in full operation until March of next year, so it could take a couple of years to really see that change in Utah Lake, but officials say it is coming. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A big project along the shores of Utah Lake in Vineyard is looking for momentum. We get that story from KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera.
After a two-year hiatus following the controversy surrounding the now-defunct Utah Lake Commission, project founder and lifelong Vineyard resident Jake Holdaway sees a better future for Utah Lake in sight. By bringing cattle onto his lakefront property for 90 days, they were able to graze on the overgrown phragmites blocking the lake.
It's pretty incredible how many are wanting to jump on board and be involved, and so it's really exciting. We hope to have, 10 to 15 parcels by the end of the year and get citizens back down to the lake.
One key aspect of the project is completing a bike path along the lake, ultimately connecting all sections and encouraging recreation. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Around 100 of Utah's dams need an upgrade, but how long would it take to make all those repairs? KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with more. Peter?
Amanda, it could take 100 years to actually get all those dams patched up. That's what Division of Water Resources Director Candace Hazenjaeger told the Salt Lake Tribune. The reason is that it takes a few million dollars to check a dam and a few million more to restore it after it cracks. The Tribune put years of dam inspection data under the microscope and found that of 700 dams statewide, 277 are high hazard. That means a dam, if it broke, would kill someone. It also found in previous inspections encountered issues that regulators called minor, including some small amount of water seepage at Panguitch Dam. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
I think we're both a little surprised at the number of dams.
Yeah, I just looked it up. There are 700 dams. That's just astounding.
And a lot that needs some attention, evidently. On to our top national stories this hour. Baltimore city leaders are blasting the owners of the cargo ship that lost power and slammed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge last month. Here's ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
In a new court filing, lawyers for the city argue the Dolly's owner failed to repair known power problems before the collision, saying even before leaving port, alarms showing inconsistent power supply on the Dolly had sounded, but the Dolly left port anyway. The company has sought to cap its liability at $43 million, but Baltimore leaders argue the liability should not be capped, claiming the company's negligence caused them to destroy the Key Bridge and single-handedly shut down the Port of Baltimore, a source of jobs and revenue for the city.
Six people died in that collapse.
A new high-speed train line is now under construction, and it will follow I-15 from near L.A. to Las Vegas. Vince Severda works with the Southern Nevada Building Trades and says they're already getting calls for workers.
I'm just excited and ready to put folks back to work. We got a lot of hungry families locally that are ready to get back to work.
The electric-powered trains will cut the four-hour trip across the Mojave Desert to a little more than 2 hours. The government anticipates 11 million one-way passengers per year, with fares comparable to airline ticket costs.
A teenager is recovering after a 40-foot fall.
Grand County Emergency Medical Services joined forces with a search and rescue crew and workers from the Bureau of Land Management to save a 17-year-old who had fallen about 40 feet. A Facebook post says the teen was able to use a Garmin inReach device to help call for help after falling along Potash Road. After being treated by a paramedic, the teen was carried to a nearby ambulance. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now on a Tuesday morning, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Well, rain's coming down in spots in the valley, especially on the west side, although hasn't been enough to really soak the roads. It's enough to get your windshield wipers turned on. Got a vehicle on the right shoulder on North 15, just as you go up to over the 215 overpass in Murray, but otherwise looks pretty decent to start off. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
In sports, NBA players ranked who they think is the most overrated player in the league. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with who holds that title, Michael.
Tim, it's the results of an anonymous poll taken by The Atlantic among 100 NBA players, and Minnesota's Rudy Gobert came at the top of that ranking. Balancing that was a good number of votes for him being one of the league's best defenders, but the sentiment was already set. Some people pointed to Gobert's lack of offensive game or his role in the COVID shutdown of the league. Some even look back to this moment when he was snubbed from the 2019 All-Star game.
It was a rough night.
At any rate, he is now sitting with that title. Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
Why don't they like Rudy Gobert?
I don't know what it is.
Why?
But it's year after year after year.
I don't understand
and
that.
And there are lots of players in the NBA who block a lot of shots, get a lot of rebounds, and don't score a lot of points. So I don't know why.
Hmm. Well, gas prices are up again.
For weeks, prices have been going up. The Energy Department saying the average price nationwide for regular unleaded is now at $3.67 a gallon, up 4 cents in the past week. But in places like California, the average price for regular unleaded is now $5.24 a gallon. Analysts say some relief should be coming nationwide. Prices typically dip a bit between summer break and summer demand periods. Plus, refineries are ending a bunch of maintenance, and oil prices are down since the fighting started between Israel and Iran. Alex Stone, EBC News.
A man was killed in Richfield after his UTV collided with a car in Richfield on Main Street. Police say the ATV driver was ejected during the crash, and he was pronounced dead at the hospital.
New details this morning about the PGA Tour coming back to Utah.
PGA Tour debuts the Black Desert Championship coming to Southern Utah this October. Return of the tour after nearly six decades. Black Desert Championship fall dates are set for October 9th through 13th. The inaugural tournament features a pro-am and open to the public. First and second rounds that Friday and Saturday. Championship round and trophy presentation Sunday, October 13th. Public general admission passes and daily hospitality tickets will be available for purchase in June, according to Black Desert Resort. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.